The 1925 World Series, played between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the defending World Series champions Washington Senators, was one of the most memorable in baseball history. Combined, the teams had 11 future members of the Hall of Fame, including 7 players, both managers, and both owners. It was also one of the most dramatic World Series in baseball history. When the Pirates fell behind 3-1, they were vilified by the press for lacking courage and character, but they rallied to win the next 2 games and set the stage for deciding 7th game. If the Pirates won the 7th game, they would become the first team in baseball history to win a World Series after trailing 3-1 in a 7-game series.
Prior to Game 7, rain had turned Forbes Field into a quagmire, so the grounds crew poured barrels of gasoline on the dirt skin of the infield and set it aflame. Burn, baby, burn. Sounds like something out of Apocalypse Now. I love the smell of gasoline
in the morning. Smells like victory.
The incinerated field remained sloppy.
The 7th game, described by James Harrison of the New York Times as the best and worst game of baseball ever played, took place at Pittsburgh's Forbes Field in atrocious weather conditions. Famed writer Damon Runyon wrote that before it was over, the spectators could barely see the ball through the curtain of misty rain, and the outfielders were mere outlines, vague and shadowy. The advantage for the Senators going into the 7th and deciding game was their starting pitcher, Walter Johnson, regarded by many as the greatest right-hander in baseball history. Along with Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, and Honus Wagner, he would become a member of the first class elected to the Hall of Fame in 1936. He had already won the 1st and 4th game against the Pirates, allowing only 1 run in his 2 victories, and looked to be a dominant factor in Game 7. When the Senators scored 4 runs in the top of the 1st inning, they seemed well on their way to winning the World Series. But the Pirates, with Johnson struggling in the rain and mud, came back to score 3 runs in the bottom of the 4th. The Senators increased their lead to 6-3, but the Pirates rallied again and scored 3 runs to tie the score at 6-6, going into the top of the 8th inning. After Senators shortstop Roger Peckinpah homered in the top of the 8th, the great Walter Johnson headed to the mound with a chance to repeat his World Series performance a year ago, when he entered the 7th game in the top of the 8th and held the New York Giants scoreless for 5 innings until the Senators finally won the game and the World Series in the 12th inning. When Johnson took the pitching mound for the bottom of the 8th, he called out the ground crew to spread sawdust on the mound so that he could get some traction during his pitches. He retired the first 2 Pirate batters easily, but then gave up back-to-back doubles to tie the score. When he walked the next batter and Peckinpah made a critical error to load the bases, Johnson had to face the Pirates' hottest hitter and future Hall of Famer, Kaikai Kyler. After summoning the ground crew to spread more sawdust, Johnson threw 2 quick strikes past Kyler, but after fouling off several pitchers, Kyler lined a Johnson fastball inside the right field foul line, scoring all 3 Pirate runners and Kyler. The umpires, however, ruled Kyler's hit a ground rule double, scoring only 2 runners, because the ball had bounced off a tarpaulin that was rolled up in right field. Trailing 9-7, the Senators had 3 future Hall of Famers coming to bat in the top of the 9th, but with a heavy rain falling, Sam Rice struck out, Bucky Harris flew out, and Goose Gosin struck out to end the game. In one last bizarre moment, as rain-soaked players headed for cover, an equally rain-soaked band in red coats marched onto the field and played, "There'll Be a Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight." Pirate fans danced and celebrated through a rainy night in Pittsburgh. The next day, the banner headline in the Sporting News proclaimed to the baseball world, "Sweet part of Pirate victory is answer to lack of courage, made game as fight in series history." This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.